Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an instructive series titled The Determinants, Things That Determine the Outcome of Your Life. Yesterday, he explained that speed is a determinant because opportunities open up only for seasons. Today, he explains this point further using biblical and practical examples. Let's join in.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, to everything, I like that, everything. Everything means every human activity. There is a season and a time. Do you know what it means? What it means is that to everything, season means a period of time that is favorable to do something. So what it means is that to everything that you want to do, there is always a window of opportunity when it is favorable to do that thing. Then it says there is a time. So what it means is that even that window of opportunity has an expiry period. So it can be an opportunity, but even within that season, it's also time. There is a time when that season comes to an end. So we are not just looking at a window of opportunity. We are also looking at a period of time. So somebody said, when the children of God went into captivity, you know, Israel had three kings that were able to unite the country. The first one was David. He united Israel for the first time and conquered all the lands that God promised to Abraham. It happened in David's time. After David, nobody has been able to do it again. Not even the current Israeli government had been able to occupy all the lands. It was only David who did that. After David, then came Solomon, his son. He also ruled over one country, over all the land. Then came Rehoboam, David's grandson, and Solomon's son. When Rehoboam came, suddenly there was tribal war. So Israel was divided into two, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom had 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom had two tribes, the tribe of Benjamin and then the tribe of Judah, where David came from. And when they did that, so they were two separate countries. Then they started living in sin. And as they were living in sin, Babylonians came and then took the 10 tribes captive and took them into slavery. So even those 10 tribes, nobody really knows what really happened to them. That's why sometimes you hear the lost tribes of Israel. The 10, they were taken into slavery. Then the two who were in the south, the Persians came. And then the Persians came and took those two into slavery. But whilst they were there, a window of opportunity came. A Persian king called Cyrus came to power. Somehow, he was sympathetic towards the Israelites. And he decided that, okay, they should go back to Israel. He was going to release them and let them go back so that they can go back to their country and rebuild the walls and rebuild the whole nation. It was taken about by that man, Cyrus. So sometimes there can be somebody in power who is very favorable to you, but that person will not be in power forever. It's a window of opportunity. So Ezra, who was a prophet, moved from Persia to go and rebuild Jerusalem. Nehemiah also went. Haggai also went. That's when you have those people moving back. Now, when they started moving back, the people were slack building the city. And Ezra said something to them. I said all this for you to you understand why Ezra said that thing. Ezra chapter 9 verse 8. Listen to what he said. Now, for a little space, grace has been shown by the Lord our God. A little space. So Ezra said to them, listen, all the people who came, they came and carried us out into slavery. They didn't bring any good thing. For the first time, we have a Persian king called Cyrus who says he will help us to build the walls of Jerusalem. And interestingly, this man Cyrus, he gave Haggai a lot of money to even help to build Jerusalem. So Ezra started telling them, listen, a little space Grace has been shown from the Lord our God to give us a remnant to escape. So he said, even as we have been released as slaves to go, he said, it's a window of opportunity. It's not going to last for a very long time. Whilst the man is in power, let's do it. I mean, some time back, I knew a very powerful guy. And somebody needed a favor. So I decided to talk to this powerful guy to help the person who needed the favor. So I called the powerful guy. I told him, listen, this my friend needs a favor. I want you to help my friend. He told me, I'm going to do it. So the guy did it. When he did it, 3 days after, I called him. He was dead. Then I realized that if I had delayed my call by just 3 days, the guy would not be alive anymore. And now what we wanted to do, we would not be able to do it. The window of opportunity is gone. So Ezra said, even the grace of God has an expiry period. It's not always there. Sometimes when God has been doing something fantastic and miraculous in your life, or things are favorable, with speed, because a period will come, those circumstances that made everything favorable, you won't find them again. If you do it, it won't work again. It says to give us a remnant to escape, to give us a nail in his holy place. You know, nails are fixed. He said that so that in Jerusalem, we will be fixed there. At least we will be able to stay there, to lighten our eyes and to give us a little reviving in our bondage. You know, when you have hope and you are excited, like your eye lights up. But when you are depressed and sad, your eyes fall, and people can even tell from your eyes. So he said, now that this man has come, listen, there is hope and encouragement. And we are revived. We have the strength, we have the energy, we have the support, we have the political power, everything. Let's do it now. As I speak this thing, some of us, we're actually staring at our window. Instead of going through, we are yawning and sitting down. Business, there's always a window of opportunity. Marriage, there is a window of opportunity. The other day, my wife went to town and came back and told me he met a guy that she knew some time back. And the guy said, he really liked her, but he was never able to say it. Before he realized, I have come. And I said, a window of opportunity. A window of opportunity. So even if you tell somebody, you don't say it. Before you realize, somebody else has come. A window of opportunity. Always there. If you miss it, my brother is gone. Nothing lasts forever. Be it marriage, be it business. Oh, business. Money, there's always a window. You know, I don't believe that you make money throughout the entire course of your life. No. You make money only at certain periods in your life. And when you make that money at those certain periods, you will never find the opportunity again. It's gone. That is why even when you come into money, you have to be very careful with the money. Because the factors that created that money for you then, you may meet it only once in your lifetime, or twice, or thrice. But what I know is that at least everybody will get at least one opportunity. Some people may have 10, but for some people, they'll have only one. Imagine when Peter's fishing business was not working. In Luke 5:5, he said to Jesus, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. He said, I've been working the whole night doing this business. Nothing happens. The only change is that now you have joined me in this business. So he said, as you have joined me, I will take that opportunity and go into the sea again and try another time, because now somebody else has joined me. And it was Jesus. It was an opportunity. Peter could have said, I'm very tired. You know, I've not slept the whole night. Let's make it tomorrow. Meanwhile, this is the only time that we saw Jesus fishing. In the whole Bible, physically, maybe he fished only once. It was a window of opportunity. Luke 5:8 says, when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net broke. So let me tell you something. Even financially, God will open windows of opportunity. He will let somebody give you an offer. He will let somebody give you a suggestion. He will let somebody help you. Somebody come and assist you. He'll let somebody give you money. There are windows. If you don't take advantage of that window of opportunity, you may never meet it again. It's gone. So the first reason is the window of opportunity.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when things are favorable, it is often a window of opportunity and we must be perceptive and take such opportunities with speed. Join us same time Monday for another exciting session with Kakra Baden.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of arthritis. So, dear pastor, I was diagnosed with arthritis a year ago. My doctor was surprised because, according to her, I'm too young to have it. Since the diagnosis, I've been in a lot of pain, especially my hip joint. But you prayed for me, and immediately after your prayer, I couldn't feel the pain anymore. I thought it was just wishful thinking, so I waited a whole week just to be sure. Now I can boldly say to the glory of God that I have not had any pain since then. I want to give God all the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you. And I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners. They fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries, like Ghana. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on the Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakra Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you will be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God Himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakra Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you. Thank you.
If you'd like to partner with us, send a Facebook message with the word partner or an email with the word partner to info@kakrabaden.org. Send a WhatsApp message to +233 500 492 10. Call or text +233 2075 75215.